I'm Brad Locke, and you are listening to Prep Rally, a high school sports podcast brought to you by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. Hello again, everyone. Welcome into yet another episode of Prep Rally. Episode number 500 something. I always forget until I go to post it. Then I'm like, oh, that's where we're at now. So, yeah, we'll be up to 600 before you know it. Gosh, I've been doing this a long dang time. Since you were probably like in middle school, Brendan, probably. 2013, 14, somewhere in there.
That'd be my, 13, 14 was my freshman year of high school.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm sorry to date you on that. But.
The longest running podcast here at the Journal, so that's a thing, I suppose. But welcome in. Me and Brendan here the next few minutes to talk high school sports. We come to you every Wednesday. You can find us on iTunes, Spotify, or online at preprally.djournal.com. And follow us on Twitter at DJournalSports. Check out our sponsor, Pizza Doctor, at Midtown Point in Tupelo. Today we had the Meat Lovers, and we had the Mexican, which was just a little too spicy for Brendan.
I have a very delicate taste palate, we'll call it.
That's being generous, yeah. Well, it's okay. I love that Mexican pizza is so good. Put jalapenos on pizza, I'm all in. Pineapple does not belong on pizza.
I was going to say that I am a person who enjoys pineapple on pizza, so I really shouldn't be saying anything.
Pineapple doesn't taste right if it's not cold to me. It's a cold fruit.
I think it's kind of like a, there's something too about kind of like that sweet sour thing with pineapple and pizza. It just works for me.
I can't get past the whole warm pineapple thing.
I'm just a big fruit guy in general.
So. Well, let that comment pass. I can't get past the, that's one of my hangups, and I have many. It's the warm pineapple. What are we doing? Let's talk some baseball and softball and all that good stuff. We'll start with the game that you were at on Tuesday, Brendan. South Pontotoc playing MUS, that's Memphis University School, at the Big Crossroads Spring Break Tournament in Boonville. And South Pontotoc came up just short, 7-6. But, you know, this is a team that lost a lot from last year. I mean, they had some studs that graduated. And I'll be honest, I wasn't expecting a whole lot out of them, but then this week they enter the rankings at number 10. I think after this loss, they're what, 6-3?
Yeah, that sounds
good. It was a one-run loss. I mean, so they're playing pretty well.
It really could have gone either way, too.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they fell behind early in that game. They just kind of ran out of outs, didn't they?
I think the stat that I came up with was that they stranded 5 runners in the last 2 innings.
Oof. Yeah,
I think they stranded 2 in scoring position both times.
Wow, that'll do it.
So yeah, because I think it was first and second and in the sixth, and they bunted them over to get second and third.
Yeah,
and stranded both of those, and then they had the bases loaded with 2 outs in the seventh, and just couldn't get anything out of it.
Yeah, well, it could be something to learn from. I mean, what were your impressions of South Pontotoc? What they did well, you thought?
It's kind of interesting in the sense that. You know, when it came to, you know, MUS putting up 7 runs early on, it wasn't one of those things where, like, a kid's getting shelled or anything. It's just kind of, you know, single here, single there.
Yeah.
You know, some good base running, you know, like that kind of thing.
I got you.
But, yeah, I mean, there were a bunch of hits in that game. I think between the two teams, there was probably like 8 guys who had multiple hits.
Wow.
Were alive. It was at least 6.
Yeah.
I had a heck of a time trying to come up with the box score for that one. Side tangent, but I think South Pontotoc and Memphis University School combined, I think that's the longest, like the most amount of letters I've seen or I've had to like type out just for the school's names.
Right.
It's quite the mouthful.
Yeah, it is. So, we'll see. Interested to see what the Cougars can do as the season goes on. I had a game on Saturday. I went up to Biggersville. They took on Itawamba. Battle of 2 ranked teams for us. Brendan's microphone is. It's just that thing, that stand is broken. It's just slowly descending.
It is not tall man approved.
No, it is not. You may just have to take the mic out of the thing and just hold it. There we go. That'll be the best thing for now. So I had Biggersville and Itawamba. Biggersville got the win 6-2. Pretty cool. They honored the 1994 Biggersville team that won the state title. They did that before the game. And one of the guys on that team was the head coach, now Daniel Rousey, whose son plays and started on the mound for Biggersville in that game. Luke Overstreet ended up getting the win. They're limiting Drew's pitch count. He had some arm issues last year, so they're being careful. But Luke Overstreet came in and pitched very well in relief, long relief, to get the win. And Trey Gunn, who does everything well, had the big two-run single to put Biggersville ahead 4-2. I think it was in the fifth inning. Then they added a couple of more runs later on. So that was Itawamba's first loss of the season. Biggersville off to a good start. Trey Gunn, as I said, after that game, I think he had started the season 10 of 12 at the plate with like 13 RBIs or something ridiculous. He steps off the basketball court after winning a state title. 2 days later, he's on the baseball field. And then that was a week before the game I covered. And so over that week span, just was almost perfect at the plate. And you've seen him in other sports. He might be the best all-around athlete in the area this year.
I was going to say, because he probably made a very similar transition from football to basketball
sure
about
did.
3 months ago or whatever. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that was with Jathan Hatch hurt, so he had to, you know, carry a little extra load early in the basketball season and until Jathan got back. So, yeah, that was – it's been quite the year for Mr. Gunn.
I was going to say, what is Biggersville going to do next year without – this entire senior class that's kind of been killing it.
Yeah, I know.
A ton of sports this year.
I know. Drew Rousey, the quarterback and pitcher, Jathan, Trey, Trey, of course, playing all three sports. Jathan didn't play baseball. You do have some good athletes coming back. I really like Zialis Blackman. He reminds me a little bit of Trey in some ways, kind of tall and lean and very athletic. He plays football, receiver, pretty good basketball player too, and he's on the baseball team. And you got Brooke Sego, also a three-sport guy. He's a sophomore, I believe, this year. So they've got a few. They got some guys coming back. It's going to be hard though, because to match what they've done, because this is probably the greatest senior class to ever come through Biggersville. I mean, that's what all the coaches would tell you. And I've been here long enough. It's the best I've seen at Biggersville in my 21 years of covering high school. Being around here and covering and watching high school sports. So. Anyway, Biggersville with that nice win over Itawamba. Speaking of Itawamba, on the softball side of things, we had a story today's paper, Wednesday's paper, that James Murphy wrote about the Itawamba AHS softball team, specifically Layla Owens, the young pitcher who was off to a tremendous start. Had a great year last year, and she's taken it up a notch. I mean, the Indians are 11-0, and Layla has an ERA of 0.65. It's pretty good. 63 strikeouts and 43 and two-thirds innings. And she's hitting .400, by the way. She can hit, too. Itawamba off to a tremendous start. They're ranked number one in the journal rankings, and I could see them competing for a title in 4A this year. So give James's story a read there at djournal.com. Got some coaching news to discuss. We got a new volleyball coach at Tupelo, Laura Booth. Comes over from Ripley. She was there for a couple of years and did well with that, kind of turned that program around at Ripley. And before that, she was a head coach in Louisville, Kentucky for 10 years. So, she's been at it a long time, and I don't know what the quality of volleyball is in Kentucky, but you've got some big cities like Louisville and, whatnot. So I'm sure it's pretty good, although she says they all play in one classification there in volleyball in Kentucky. Kind of like they used to do in Indiana with hoops. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, I think Louisville has a pretty decent volleyball program, too. Like the university.
Yeah.
So, surely they pull talent from somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, Kentucky also.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. So, anyway, Laura Booth takes over at Tupelo. Tupelo hasn't won a state title in 12 years, 13, something like that. 2011, that's when they won it last. So we'll see what Laura Booth can do there. A couple of openings of note. Nettleton needs a new football coach. John Keith has stepped down. He's going to be an assistant principal at New Albany Middle School. See a lot of coaches do that after they get several years in coaching. They just want to try administration, So good luck to John Keith. He did a good job there at Nettleton, and he is leaving behind a team that should be pretty good again next year. You got Braylon Williams, the quarterback, probably the best he is the best dual threat quarterback in our area, I would say. Guys like Gavin Pargo, T-way player, defensive back and receiver, a pretty good core group coming back for Nettleton. This to me is, you know, I wouldn't, you know, it's not like the West Point job or something, but this is a good place to coach football. Over the years, they're almost always competitive and have had some really good coaches come through there. So be really curious to see who Nettleton hires. And then basketball, new site, looking for a new boys coach. He just posted that job on Tuesday. And new site, coming off a really good season, went all the way to the Class 2A state semifinals, lost a heartbreaker to Bogachita. Yeah, Brendan smiling because when we went down to Jackson, I had to teach him on how to say Bogachita properly.
There was a whole bit on this, yeah. I think I said Bogachito to somebody, and they looked at me like, I don't know what you're talking about.
What language is that?
Yeah, exactly.
It's Bogachita.
I've tried to turn my Vils into Vols, but it's just not happening.
Yeah.
I was in Boonville last night, not Boonville. So.
Yeah, I see. I say Boonville usually. Then it's people say it kind of jokingly, Corinth. It's really not. It's Corinth. A lot of people like to say Corinth. But I've been told it's Kossuth, not Kossuth. So hard on the first syllable there, Kossuth. And then there's a lot of places around here like that. Lafayette County, for instance, should be pronounced Lafayette like everywhere else in the world.
But even the folks in Louisiana get that one right.
Yeah, well, I mean, they, yeah. Anyway.
You're from Ruston. I'm allowed to make that joke.
Well, I'm originally from Lafayette County.
Yeah.
But I lived in Ruston, Louisiana. Yes. So I can talk trash about both states.
Yeah, and I'm with you, so I can make that joke.
Right. Okay, so yeah, anyway, I don't know how we got off on that. We were talking about new site. Had a really good year, and again, to me, that's a upper-level basketball job. You know, we're talking about new site. That's what they do best is basketball. And they are going to lose two of their two best players to graduation, Dallas Pounds and Daniel Wildman. So be kind of sort of a rebuilding deal there with whoever takes over, but should see a lot of applicants to that job. Let's close things out with the Athlete of the Week nominees and go to our Twitter page at DJournalSports to vote for male and female Athletes of the Week. Female nominees, Mabry Eason of Lafayette, not Lafayette, Ramsey Montgomery of Mantachie, or as I affectionately call it, Man Scratchy. And
affectionately is a strong word there.
Oh, whatever. And Brooklyn Streich, I always forget how to pronounce that last name. I probably messed it up, from Myrtle. Male athlete nominees, Connor Counts of Lafayette, Colin Fleury of Boonville, and Brady White of Vardaman. So there you go. That's all the time we have for this week. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Again, coming to you every Wednesday. Find us on iTunes, Spotify, online at preprally.djournal.com. Check out our sponsor, Pizza Doctor at Midtown Point in Tupelo. Follow me on Twitter at Brad Locke. Brendan is on there at bferrell727.
There you go.
So for Brendan and Podgator, I'm Brad. We'll see you next week.